across the country and around the world.
We are listening now to
TalkZone.com, Internet Talk Radio. Let's return to the Common Sense Psychic on TalkZone.com. Once again, here's your host, Phyllis King.
Hello, yes, we're back, and I am Phyllis King, your Common Sense Psychic, and I am thoroughly enjoying my time here with Carol Adrian. I just wish I had another hour. I just not enough time to extract all that Carol has to offer today. I want to give out the number one more time. We have one more segment here to try and cover as much as humanly possible. So if you'd like to talk to Carol or get a question answered on the air, the number is 1-888-463-6748, 888-463-6748. Give us a call, and we'll try and get you on the air here talking to Carol. And again, reach Carol off the air at caroladrian.com, or her phone number is 510-528-2226. I just don't have enough time with you today, Carol, but I'm going to try and squeeze some more numerology information out of you.
All right.
So, please explain a little bit about the basics of how it works and what you're able to do on the air. And then, of course, what you're offering on your website is amazing. So please tell us.
Well, some people may know that numerology is a very ancient science, and it goes along with astrology. They're two separate sciences, but the numerology works with applying numbers to the letters of the birth name and, of course, adding up the numbers in the birthday. So from the name that you were given at birth and the birth date, you can draw out a lot of different qualities and characteristics about who the person is. And also the timing is very, very important and very accurate based on each person's birthday. And like I said, we all have nine-year cycles, and then there's more detail even within those. And then month by month, we each have something to do each month. It's sort of the requirement for success of that month. And it's an organic flow. One is a beginning, two is a germination, three is an expression, four is a very stable, practical number, five usually presents us with some unexpected changes because we need to, you know, change a little something before we take the next step. Six is a very harmonious number, usually talking about the arena of our life is domestic, love, marriage, home, and responsibility. And seven is a number very much oriented, as many people know, it's a very sacred number, mystical number, that usually is the part of our life that where we go deep. We question and we have faith, and we reflect and we find what's important to us, and we need time out. We need time to rejuvenate after all the 6 years before. And then the number eight and the eighth year is more about coming back into the world, you know, taking control of our material concerns, money, power issues, you know, et cetera, the material world. And then nine is the number of completion, where we're allowed to let go of, or we're asked to release that which we no longer fits us. We've outgrown. Now, I love nine because it's very expanding. It's like Jupiter energy. And so things will leave our life. And when you are in the area of a nine personal year, for example, you will without doubt feel the need to clean out your closets, to eliminate, you know, clutter. And you'll be thinking whether you want to be with this person anymore. And, you know, not everybody gets divorced in a 9 year, I must say. I'm not saying that. But you definitely need to take it to another level, or renegotiate things, or let go of some of the old bitternesses and just clear the slate. So nine gives us a chance for rebirth, and then one starts over again, new beginnings, new sense of direction. And these are sometimes subtle in the transit of the nine personal years. Now, you know, the numbers also apply to our characters, and they can show you what your greatest strengths are. I have written charts available on my website. I call it the primary life chart, and that really is based on the birth name that was recorded on your birth certificate. Oddly enough, that is the name that of influence, and your birth date, and that will give you a description of all that I'm talking about and more in a pretty in-depth way. Only on you. It's a personal calculation for your name and birth date, and that's about 30 pages long, and it's 1995 on my website. So that's the first thing that I think, everyone should get that one. If you want a two-year forecast, I then take it forward. So you can kind of follow along with the months and see how they're working for you. And then if you've changed your name, as I did a long time ago, which got me into numerology, I have a secondary name chart for people who have like a married name, because your married name will influence your path, your original path, let's say. So I find it quite interesting to see what a new name, or if you're thinking of changing, I do a lot of name changes for people, or business names, selecting a business name. And we can look at what it is you're trying to get to and what name most resonates with that goal or purpose. So numerology, I find, is just quite practical, and on a deep spiritual level, it really kind of hints and tells us or suggests what our purpose in our life is, or at least the arena that we're going to be working in most of the time. And like you said, we all, interestingly, get four changes that happen at specific ages. That's what blows my mind. So many people will say, oh, my God, that's exactly when I got divorced, or that's when I started my business or something. And the ages are right on. I it amazes me. I can't explain it, but it is something that I've learned to respect.
Now, I'm curious, just from your point of view, me being the common sense psychic and all, I've always think that people just use whatever tool they need to tune in, but obviously there's a science involved here, but what percentage of what you do is intuition, delineation versus just science?
Yeah, that is a good question, Phyllis. I right away realized that the importance of bringing in, of letting the intuition be your partner in this. I mean, a person can learn numerology straight from the book and use it, and it will work. It definitely is there. The numbers always mean the same thing. These have been established for thousands of years. One is the number of dynamic new energy. Two is the feminine principle of development, et cetera. So those numbers don't change. So once you learn that vocabulary, you really have, you can have faith that whatever you're seeing there is going to be accurate. And I've had to go through that, and I think, as you probably know in your own work, there's a certain, I haven't thought of it this much, but there's a certain maturity process that's going on, I think, with readers, intuitive readers. Some people, I think, are just like brilliant psychics. They get it. They see pictures. They have images. It's a natural thing. And I had to develop my psychic ability earlier in the 80s. I had a drive to do that. I wanted to be able to trust my intuitive reception, I guess you might say. And I did develop it through some classwork. So I don't call myself a psychic, but I do know that I seem to just use the language of the numbers as a tool to help me see something or hear something. And then listening to a person after I've gone ahead and explained what I see there. I like to do it in a consultation. I like to work with people without knowing what they do for a living or anything, because I prefer to just see what I see there. It's, you know, not influenced by what I know logically. So I will do that first and then talk to them. And then once I talk to them and establish a dialogue about what are their concerns or issues or what are they working on, what's the problem, then I hear that. I can kind of hear that in talking with them, some of their belief systems start to come through. So I'm very interested in what are the values people hold to and will die for rather than change that idea. Like some people, you know, can never go to alternative medicine because it threatens their whole idea that, you know, science is the answer. I'm just speaking broadly. But I'm fascinated by looking at what it is that people hold in their minds that they live and die by, you know, and is it really serving them? So part of this is numerology, but part of it is my own interest in people's psychological makeups and their belief systems, really.
Own personal experience with you, I just found it quite amazing and just... that's not the best adjective to use, but it really was quite amazing how you were really able to key into the innermost thoughts of mine. And so that really speaks to your experience and your skill at this level. And so I just want to tell, I know I'm just keeping you to myself. I just need 2 hours with you. That's what I really need, 2 hours.
Right.
But I just invite TalkZone people to visit Carol's website. I can't say enough about you know, partaking of her numerology life coaching or session, whatever you would like, you're just going to have a wonderful transformative experience. And I have to tell you, Carol, I don't know if I told you this before, but when I read your book, The Purpose of Your Life, you know, I'm an old skeptic here. I've been doing this for 29 years myself. So, yes. You know, I'm like, oh, yeah, just another self-help book, whatever. But I even felt as I read the book that somehow I was becoming more focused and I felt my energy uplift. And I'm like, wow, I really can still learn something. Thing along the line. So I invite everyone to take a look at your book, The Purpose of Your Life. And I haven't had the pleasure of reading all of your works, but I'm sure they're equally as wonderful. Please tell me, I'm running out of time here, but please tell me, what are you doing right now? Do you have any workshops or anything going on? What are you doing right now?
Well, right now, interestingly enough, I'm going to videotape a class for the Learning Annex. They called me recently. I will be putting that up, I think, on their website. They're doing it, they're creating some online videotaped classwork, and I think I'll focus on numerology on that. So, I would love to hear from any of our listeners right now what their questions about numerology would be, to incorporate it into my class. So I'm gonna put out a newsletter from my own, website, today or tomorrow to get some interest in that. I'm going down to Los Angeles to tape that in a week. So, I'm working on that, and I also have another book proposal that I'm going to be shopping around. It's being published in Japan right now. It's about the idea of aliveness and how that is affecting our lives, and how, if we want to have true fulfillment, what can we do to stimulate that aliveness in our lives? So, I'm thinking about that.
Well, that sounds like another fabulous, tool for all of us out here.
Consultation.
And what's the title of that book? Is it, you already have the title for it?
Well, I haven't got it sold here, so.
Okay.
It's a tentative project here, but it is sold in Japan and they're working on translating it right now. So, I have books that have been published in about 15 countries over the past 10 years. So, it's kind of interesting how some books take off in certain countries, and it's very interesting how the energy shifts there. So, so anyway, I'm just doing pretty much what I normally do, consultations with people, usually by phone, and then, keeping track of my business with the numerology charts and so forth, and playing with my grandkids. So.
Oh, well, that sounds wonderful. Carol, I can't get enough time with you, and I just want to thank you so much for coming to the program today and being on the show. It's meant a lot to me, and I'm sure it's meant a lot to the listeners, and I know I took up all the time with you because you just have so much to offer, and we just can't squeeze it out of you in an hour. But I want to thank you so much for being here. And again, anyone, if you want to look at the 7 techniques for creating your own luck, it'll be on Carol's blog, on her website. All of her books are available off the website or Amazon.com or, you know, probably your local bookstores as well. And I just invite you to call Carol or email her, and, you know, she's just a wonderful resource and, of course, a treasure in the San Francisco Bay Area. So, Carol, thank you again for being here.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Phyllis. You're a wonderful host, and I really respect your work and hope you do well with this new book of yours. So thanks so much for having me on.
Thank you very much, and I'll look forward to you coming back again, and I'll squeeze another hour out of you.
Oh, great.
All right. All the success to you, Carol.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, my goodness, what a treat. And Talk Zone folks, I know I kept Carol all to myself, but please, I do avail yourself of her services and her skills. She's just such a teacher and an inspiration to so many of us. Take advantage of her. I just can't say enough. It's just been a pleasure to be with her this hour. So next week, I will be back same time, Wednesday, 11 a.m. Pacific, and I think it's 1 Central, 2 Eastern. And at that time, I will do the typical, I'll be your metaphysical Dr. Laura, taking your questions, answering all your psychic questions, personal and or otherwise. And, of course, I love to do that. And if, because if you'd like to visit me off the air, you can do that at phyllisking.net. You can send me email. All my contact information is there. And a quick reminder, I have to do this, shameless, I know, but I have to do it. My new book will be out on August the 10th, A Psychic Perspective, 10 Steps to More Love, Wealth, and Personal Happiness, with a 30-day plan to jumpstart your life. And for anyone who's in the Bay Area, I have another past life regression workshop, Monday, August 4th, from 6:30 to 9:30. If you're in the Bay Area and you think you'd like to come, email me from my website, and I'm sure that we will... we can probably squeeze you in. Space is limited. But if you're just interested in general, let me know and I'll put you on the list. So what a day. Carol Adrian, just a master of so many things, an incredible author, teacher, life coach, numerologist. Please visit her website, talk to her, and I'm sure she can really enhance any area of your life you're looking to expand. And thanks again for being here, and thank you for listening, and I'll look forward to taking your calls next week. Have a fabulous day. This is Phyllis King, and I am your Common Sense Psychic.
You've been listening to The Common Sense Psychic with Phyllis King. Learn more by visiting phyllisking.net, and be sure to join us next time for another episode of The Common Sense Psychic, right here on TalkZone.com.
Is your body holding you back from the life you deserve? Are you tired all the time or tired of yo-yo dieting, only to feel more like a failure than ever? The folks at Your Power Protein ask you to imagine you feel so great that you have more energy than you need to last the entire day. Imagine looking in the mirror and loving who you see. Imagine your dreams of this future are here right now. Starting today, your dreams can become a reality with the help of Your Power Protein. That's YourPowerProtein.com. Your Power Protein has delicious, high-protein, low-carb, low-calorie shakes and the highest quality food supplements available, all to help you maximize your well-being, gain mastery over your weight, satisfy your hunger, increase your energy starting today. Claim the life you deserve starting today with the help of Your Power Protein. YourPowerProtein.com. Turn your dreams into reality. If you're interested, as I am, in keeping up with the most current information about all things psychic, then you have to pick up a copy of the Psychic Reader magazine. Deja Vu Publishing has been producing this prominent publication in the San Francisco Bay Area and beyond California for over 32 years. The Psychic Reader magazine is a bi-monthly metaphysical publication dedicated to providing the most reliable information about clairvoyance, alternative healing, and personal well-being. It contains interviews, book reviews, and articles from the pioneers and leaders in the metaphysical community. You can read and learn how being psychic can benefit you. To subscribe or to get a free media kit, call Roseanne at 1-800-433-5288, extension 117, or email her at ads@DejaVuPublishing.com. Visit DejaVuPublishing.com today, or call Roseanne at 1-800-433-5288, extension 117.